Every day on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1300 872 911.
Let's look at the local impact here too. It's interesting, Tara Bennett up there at Port Douglas is mentioned in various places here tonight. Today, there's lots of mention about the disappointment up there as a result of this border decision. It says here in an article by Mark Murray, a far north tourism boss is hoping a coronavirus outbreak in Adelaide will not influence a call on whether Victorian and Sydney tourists can enter Queensland. Port Douglas operators were holding their breath overnight as the Premier announced the Queensland border would shut to the South Australian capital following a cluster of 17 cases. Victorian and Sydney holidaymakers are expected to arrive in good numbers should restrictions be relaxed in time for the Christmas New Year period. Now, this is Tara Bennett up there, Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. She said, quote, I sincerely hope this will not impact the decision later this month on restrictions for travel from Victoria and Greater Sydney. She went on to say all the states have acted quickly and decisively to contain the situation, which I hope will allow for further interstate easing later in the month, don't we all? Look, it's interesting, given the figures the other day, I mean, the official figure, in fact, they were touting it, almost bragging about it, that Queensland only suffered a 25% setback in trade in the local economy, in the Queensland economy. And I said to Mark Olson at TTNQ, how did we fare up here, Mark? Didn't seem like we were only 25% down. He said, no, we were 65% down. So when it comes to Queensland, nobody is suffering more in the tourism industry than we are up here. And, of course, that includes Port Douglas. Tara's on the line, Executive Officer, Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. Hello, Tara.
Good morning, John.
That 65% down figure will not surprise you up there. I understand some of your accommodation houses are sort of lucky to have one or two rooms occupied.
Sadly, it's absolutely true. It's just such a different economy in far north Queensland to what other parts are. And, yeah, people just don't quite realise what everyone's been through.
I presume yesterday you, like many others, took that information that came through mid-morning with a touch of disbelief.
Yeah, it was a low day. I think we've all been really trying to look ahead and feel positive that we might be able to make up some ground towards the end of the year. And all indicators were looking really positive. So it is another step back that we just have to wait and see how far this will go.
Interesting, the South Australia, well, they haven't been coming into Cairns for very long, but I remember talking to Angela Freeman on that matter early on, and she said there was an immediate jump in numbers coming out of Adelaide, coming out of South Australia to her operations. What did you notice up in Port Douglas?
Oh, it's been a great market for us. We've always had good visitation out of South Australia, though that said it would normally, maybe be 4 or 5% of our annual numbers. Mm. Of course, when you've cut out the biggest markets, New South Wales and Victoria, well, South Australia was providing a really welcome influx of visitors. They had a great spend. They were getting out, doing lots of things while they were in the area. So we've, been really fortunate to have access to this market over the past few months. Mm. And we really hope they can get their situation contained quickly.
Now, Tara, let's go to the Prime Minister last Friday. You would have heard what he said. Hopefully all the borders will be open by Christmas. What are the chances now?
Oh, you tell me, John. I think we have to continue to look to the great performance in Victoria, New South Wales, parts of it. Things are going really well elsewhere, which is why yesterday's actions, all the states acted really quickly to contain hopefully any impact further afield. So I'm pinning my hopes that will succeed and we can continue to see some easing from the major markets at the end of this month, because we just need something to end the year.
You talked about that bit of a boost out of Adelaide before. Did that apply to the Daintree as well? Because I'm presuming they've been suffering very badly as well.
They have, absolutely. But they, like some other areas, being a more boutique product, they do tend to attract visitors like South Australia. When we finally have a New Zealand bubble, I think the Daintree will really benefit from that, because they are the sort of travel market that are looking for those boutique experiences, really getting away from it all. So each of these little niche sectors, they do provide great opportunities for regional dispersal.
Great to talk to you, Tara. Thanks for the update.
Always great, John. Thanks for checking in.
Tara Bennett is the Executive Officer, Tourism, Port Douglas, Daintree.